your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910. Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today. Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this Hump Day Wednesday, December 17th, 2025 edition. Washington, D.C., we're going to go there first before we take off for Lansing. Pretty contentious last night in Washington. A vote was taken in the U.S. House of Representatives, the U.S. Congress, to basically kill the extension of the tax credits to supplement and fund, keep afloat, Obamacare. With the House Republicans voting against it, they're looking at huge cost increase for anybody who's on Obamacare. Well, the Republicans, which I've been yelling and screaming at them for years now, where's your plan? Where's your plan to repeal and replace Obamacare? What is your solutions? What is your plan? Well, it appears that they may be within the next couple of hours, maybe even during this show today, taking a test vote on the House Republicans' plan, which very simply stops giving money, subsidies, dollars to the health insurance companies to be able to lower their prices, what they charge for health insurance for people who are on Obamacare. Instead, what they want to do, including President Trump, they want to give the money directly to the consumers on health savings account cards. The money would go into the hands of the people. Then the people, becoming consumers of their health care, could shop around. And they could decide, based on what they are told the benefits are, the coverages are, the deductibles, the co-pays, all of that, they could factor that in, and then they could purchase whatever health insurance they want. This would force competition. Competition is good. I've talked about it for years. You want to fix an industry? Open it up to competition. The more choices consumers have, the more choices they have as to who they spend their dollars with, determines the best product, the best service, the best customer service, and lower prices. It's called capitalism. It's economics 101. Well, the Democrats are screaming, yelling, and screaming about these cuts coming because it's going to basically kill Obamacare. It's going to kill it. So the bottom line is the Republicans are saying, nope, we are not going to extend the tax credits. We are not going to give the money to the health insurance companies and trust them to lower their costs. It's not going to happen. They've come up with a replacement plan that they think is better and will lower healthcare costs for all Americans, not just those on Obamacare. Why? Because it is going to do a paradigm shift in the healthcare industry. It's going to force healthcare providers at the hospitals, the doctor's offices, the clinics, the pharmacies, all of that, to go into competition mode. And in that process, they will lower their prices because one of their competitors will. As that one person lowers their prices, then the ripple down effect takes place. Folks, look at cell phone service. If you haven't been noticing, there is a ton of companies out there that can lower your cell phone bill to basically 20, 30 bucks a month. Unlimited calls, text messages, 5 gigs of data, which if you use the Wi-Fi on your phone, every time you go into a building, check the Wi-Fi, connect to it, and utilize the Wi-Fi of wherever you're at, restaurant, doctor's offices, stores, wherever you go, they offer Wi-Fi. Well, you connect to their Wi-Fi, and therefore it doesn't use any of your data. So basically, here's an opportunity that you have to lower your prices on cell phones. Well, guess what? The same theory applies to healthcare, and that's exactly what the House Republicans are going to be taking a test vote on here within a matter of a few hours today. Why? Because they are exactly 2 weeks away from today, New Year's Eve, December 31st, at midnight, the tax credits die. They are no longer available to the budget for spending. If they don't come up with a replacement plan, the Democrats are saying that health insurance is going to go up 200, 300, 400% for some people. If they're on Obamacare, your premiums are going up. There has got to be an alternative plan in place before New Year's Eve. So it's going to be very interesting to see if any Democrats cross over and vote with the Republicans, or is this going to be just basically the Republicans' plan? Because that's what it looks like could be happening. Could be happening today. So we'll be monitoring the news throughout the show today. If something happens, a vote is taken, we will definitely bring that news to you. Now, one thing happened last night that is actually not surprising, but at the same time, I am definitely not happy about. The Senate Democrats in Lansing control the Senate, folks, by one seat, 19 to 18. Well, we talked about the House Appropriations Committee scrapped almost $645 million worth of administrative work projects that the governor wanted and the Democrats wanted. That was done in the House. There is a law from 1984 that provides for it. Either chamber can kill already pre-approved spending administrative work projects. Well, the Senate Democrats last night all but called it a year. Late last night, after passing $643 million in a supplemental spending bill that restores all the work projects that were denied by the House Appropriations Committee last week. Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks confirmed the Senate was prepared to move several more bills negotiated actually with the House earlier this week. But the Democrat caucus pulled back from doing much outside of restoring the dollars that were slashed and burned by the House Republicans recklessly last week, quote unquote, said Brinks. Additionally, she went on to say that when the opposite chamber takes such a drastic action that decimates our previous work, we had to really come back into the room and evaluate what it was that our caucus was willing to do about it. Well, the Senate Majority Leader held out the possibility of a Thursday session to pass some cat and dogs, quote unquote, type of bills. But any type of large economic development compromise or any other major collaborative effort with the House is not going to happen. Not going to happen this legislative session. Even negotiating the subbed out version of House Bill 4576, well, that was taken immediately off the table by the leader. Winnie Brinks said, "I am not interested in negotiating any changes. This is a clean supplemental. This is simply to restore the damage that was done and make the people whole." It doesn't appear that the speaker is interested in negotiating anything in any way. Well, what was the Republican Speaker Matt Hall's response? "The Senate Democrats are so addicted to pork and their secret slush funds that they just voted to reinstate the waste, fraud, and abuse that the House Republicans fought to eliminate." After the Senate adjourned is when Hall made these statements. Ultimately, Lansing insiders like the Senate Appropriations Committee Chair Sarah Anthony continue to do the bidding of lobbyists and the radical left special interests, not the taxpayers. This is not surprising at all. Democratic caucus members expressed their frustration earlier in the day at the House Republicans denying the work project spending and how this had thrown a wrench into their plans for the last week of session. Senator Jeff Irwin, Democrat of Ann Arbor, went as far as to say he isn't interested in doing much more than the undoing of this reckless and irresponsible decision. "Many of us who are absolutely committed to undoing the reckless, irresponsible action the House Republicans caused are ready to commit today that we are not interested in engaging in anything else until this number one priority is solved." Well, what is the House going to do with this bill before they call it quits for the end of the year? Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Lansing and Michigan needs to be fixed. Axe My Tax is a citizens' ballot initiative that would eliminate all property taxes in Michigan. Stop the theft of our homes, farms, and businesses by corrupt governmental entities and their outrageous spending. Help us make Michigan affordable to businesses and families once again. Go to axemytax.org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axemytax.org.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
A book by Rick Randall, Road Trip, the Good Words book for success. Good words that both young and old alike need to add to their vocabulary to impact their thoughts, emotions, behavior, and ultimately their reality in life. Road Trip's good words, positive thinking, and daily pep talk will improve your attitude, impress everyone you come in contact with, and lead to a better, happier, more fulfilling life. Get your copy at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, wherever books are sold. Pass the positive. Road Trip, the Good Words book by Rick Randall.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely, she was the queen of my night.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, talking about what the Senate-controlled Democrats did in Lansing last night. Totally partisan line vote, 19 to 18. Passing a supplemental bill to basically pay for all of the administrative work projects that the House denied funding of last week. Well, after passing the bill, they basically adjourned. Not sure if they're even going to come back and be in Lansing today, Thursday. Well, and reporters cornered Speaker Matt Hall and asked him what his plans were legislatively going forward. Hall said that he had negotiated 25 bills to move forward with the Senate. It was his expectation that the Senate would follow through on that agreement. The Senate passed 7 bills to the House and would not be returning. The House passed 19 bills yesterday. All of them were Senate bills. Well, the scene outside the Senate chambers was unlike your typical December session day, with only a couple of lobbyists hanging around the Senate chambers. Everyone else realizing nothing much more was going to happen. And as a result, they left town. So it doesn't appear that the senators are coming back. basically saying to the Speaker, Matt Hall, we're not going to negotiate on this supplemental. We passed it. It's $643 million. It basically reinstates all the administrative projects that you guys killed, and we're out of here. We're not going to negotiate. We're not going to wait around for you to discuss it with us. That's the bill. Take it or leave it. So the question is going to be whether or not this Speaker, Matt Hall, takes it up in session today as the House is in session starting in about 6 minutes, 10 o'clock this morning. Well, another story coming from MLive says, in fact, four Republicans actually crossed over and voted with the Democrats. All the work project spending the House Republicans denied last night would be restored under legislation the Senate passed last evening, 23-15, with four Republicans voting yes. So that's contradictory to the MERS report, but it is what it is. With no debate, the Senate subbed out a supplemental spending bill to the House Bill 4576 and passed it without debate or allowing any comment. The action came after Senate Appropriations Committee took 2 hours of emotional testimony criticizing the House Republicans' decision to block $644.9 million in previously approved work projects. Chair Sarah Anthony calling the move reckless, opaque, and harmful to communities statewide. Well, here's the four Democrats that voted yes. Senator John Bumstead of North Muskegon, Senator John DeMoos of the 37th Senate District, Harbor Springs, Mark Huizenga of Walker, Ed McBroom of the 38th Senate District, and Michael Weber of Rochester Hills. Let's see, one, two, three, four, that's five. Now see, they said four Republicans. Well, five Republicans, according to their own story. Well, after the vote, Senate Democrats released a letter Anthony had sent to the Attorney General, Dana Nessel, asking for a formal opinion on whether allowing the House or the Senate Appropriations Committee to approve or disapprove work projects designated by the state budget director violates the Michigan Constitution. Opening the hearing yesterday, December 16th, Anthony said the House Republicans used a rarely invoked provision of the Management and Budget Act to reject work projects behind closed doors without public debate and without notice to the affected organizations. She argued the action contradicted repeated GOP calls for transparency and accountability while cutting funding for programs serving children, public safety, and local governments. They changed the rules midstream, Anthony said. No, actually, Sarah, they didn't. They did their homework and they found a bill with a loophole. It was from 1984, maybe perhaps even before you were